more buses with more to come. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. New York City has welcomed more migrants this morning from Texas. For more than a month, the state has been busing migrants out of overburdened border towns.
We need to send more buses to places like Hollywood or Bel Air. Maybe Barbara Streisand. She had a great song in the 70s, I think, called People. You know, people, I need people. Yeah, we'll send her some people to her street.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Democrats say Republicans are tricking migrants into boarding those buses. A horrific bus crash in southwest China has killed more than two dozen people. Officials say the bus overturned on a highway early this morning. Passengers were reportedly being taken somewhere to quarantine because of COVID-19. Thousands of police officers and an army of British officials are preparing for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth.
All told, 2,000 VIPs will attend Monday's funeral in Westminster Abbey. The mourning public, meantime, continues to wait for hours in the cold and rain to witness this moment of British royal history.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, President Biden and the First Lady arrived in London last night. Windows are boarded up across parts of Puerto Rico as the island braces for the arrival of Tropical Storm Fiona.
Right now, the biggest concern with Fiona is the rainfall threat. So we're looking at the potential for 12 to 16 inches of rain in Puerto Rico with locally higher amounts up to 25 inches.
Brad Reinhardt with the National Hurricane Center. A powerful typhoon has paralyzed parts of southern Japan. The region is being battered by heavy rain, strong winds, and high waves. Thousands of people have been evacuated and power outages are widespread. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A crash in midair between two small planes has left three people dead near Denver. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened yesterday morning. As more and more fentanyl crosses our southern border, parents and law enforcement officials are hoping to raise awareness about just how deadly the drug can be. They held a rally in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
It's not an overdose. They say this is a poisoning. This is a drug. It's a synthetic drug originating in China. It's potent. It's often added into substances. So where people are consuming those, not knowing what they are. And on the person's side, whoever it is who might be adding that in, they know, but the person on the other end does not know.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A medical mishap leaves a baby fighting for her life.
The hospital made a mistake. The mistake almost killed my sister.
The family of five-month-old Milagro Torres fighting to keep her alive after they say Houston's Memorial Hermann Children's Hospital gave the infant the wrong medication in May after a successful procedure. Their lawyers at a press conference say the hospital told them little Milagro suffered brain damage and would be wheelchair-bound if kept alive, advising them to take the baby off life support. Attorney Jeff Batter says the family wants the public to help advocate for Milagro.
Contact this hospital, and for all those listening, to talk to other hospitals so we can get this child transferred.
Memorial Hermann released a statement to Fox 26 Houston saying privacy laws prevent them from commenting. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A fire that ripped through a California strip mall has claimed the lives of 17 cats. The animals were being boarded at a pet hotel in Los Angeles. Two cats were able to be rescued, but the others could not be revived. A firefighter who was hurt is expected to recover. The cause is under investigation. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.